Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper During No Contact. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Dumper During No Contact. What is it like from a dumper's perspective when the dumpy implements my version of the no contact rule? Here are three feelings the dumper is likely to experience. So first of all, it's important for me to just say again there that I'm talking about my version of the no contact rule. So for those of you who don't know, the no contact rule is something that people suggest you implement if you have been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of a no contact rule. So once that's understood, we can now get back into what we're speaking about today, which is what is it like from a dumper's perspective when the dumpy implements my version of a no contact rule. So I'm going to be giving you three feelings that in most instances the dumper is likely to experience. It goes without saying that there is no 100% guaranteed way to read somebody's mind, okay? There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. And obviously the things I'm about to say to you are the most likely feelings that a dumper will experience, but not every single person will, because we're all different, we're all going through different life journeys, and nothing can be nailed on precisely. However, these are the three most likely feelings that dumpers will experience if their dumpy implements my version of a no contact rule. So let's get into this now, and number one is relief. So initially, the dumper will likely feel a sense of relief that there is no stress or drama coming after the breakup. So this is something that as a dumpy, you are probably not really wanting to hear. But here on my channel, I give you the facts, I give you the likely outcomes, and I give you the hardcore truth. There is a very high possibility that the first feeling that the dumper will have after you implement my version of a no contact rule is relief. And it is the relief that you are not giving them the stress and drama that they were fearing. So let's consider the fact that in most instances, dumpers fully understand that what they are about to do when they are going to end a relationship is going to cause drama. It is going to cause upset. And generally, they don't want to upset the dumpy. Generally, they do not want to cause the pain that they know is likely to happen. They don't actually want to do that. So if a dumpy uses my version of a no contact rule, then the dumper is feeling a sense of relief initially. Relief that there is no stress, no drama, and their worst nightmare is not actually coming true. So although this isn't something that the dumpy probably wants to hear, that the dumper is actually feeling relief about what they are doing or supposedly kind of like not doing, bear with me here. Because as we move forward through today's podcast, you will understand why my version of a no contact rule will give you the best possible chance of reconnecting with your ex. So initially, the dumper is likely to be feeling relief. So let's now get into number two. And the second feeling that a dumper is likely to experience if their dumpy uses my version of a no contact rule. Number one was relief, and number two is surprise. So although the dumper doesn't consciously want to be chased, subconsciously, they will be expecting this as a way to validate their higher value and position. So let's go through this again. And let's go through number two and let's really kind of break this down. So number two is surprise. So after the relief stage, most dumpers will then hit a period in their life where they start to feel surprised that their ex, the dumpy, has not contacted them, that their ex, the dumpy, is using my version of a no contact rule. The dumper will likely feel surprised as the second set of feelings they will experience. And this is because although the dumper doesn't consciously want to be chased, so consciously, you know, they don't want to be chased, they don't want to be pursued, they don't want to feel that drama and stress because they've made the decision to end a relationship. So consciously, because they've made that decision to end a relationship, they of course don't want to be hassled, and they don't want the dumpy to try to persuade them otherwise. They don't want the dumpy to beg or to plead. They don't want that consciously. But subconsciously, they will actually be expecting it as a way to validate their higher value and position. When somebody makes a decision on our life, they become a higher value person and we become a lower value person. So as a dumpy, somebody has said to us, the dumper has said to us, this relationship is over. It doesn't matter what you do or say, it's over. I am making a decision on your life. The dumper is making a huge decision on the dumpy's life, and the dumpy can't do anything about it. So in that moment, the dumpy becomes very low value and the dumper becomes very high value. The dumpy is looking up at the dumper. Now, if the dumpy begs, pleads, tries to overly reason with the dumper, what they are doing is validating this position that the dumper has elevated themselves to be on. If the dumpy begs and pleads, they are actually helping the dumper up onto their pedestal. Because a relationship is very unlikely to be able to take place when two people are at such different levels, okay? We need to be trying to level the scales as a dumpy. If we want to try to get our ex back, we need to try to level those scales out. And we can't level these value scales if we are very low as a dumpy and the dumper is very high. So to say that again, number two, if a dumpy implements my version of a no contact rule, number two is the dumper will likely be feeling surprise because subconsciously they will be expecting the dumpy to beg and plead. They will be expecting the dumpy to validate their higher position. And if the dumpy is using my version of a no contact rule, they are not doing that. They are not validating the dumper. They are not lifting them higher onto that pedestal. They are not even putting their hands up to keep them from falling from that pedestal. They are actually creating a scenario in which the dumper at some stage might fall off their pedestal. So now we will move into point number three, the final part of today's podcast, when we are explaining the three feelings the dumper is likely to experience if a dumpy implements my version of a no contact rule. Number three is intrigue. So as the silence goes on, the dumper will begin to wonder about the dumpy and reflect on the past. Depending on the relationship, the breakup and the aftermath will dictate if the intrigue grows enough for the dumper to want to make contact with the dumpy. So as time goes on, as the silence goes on, as the lack of validation goes on, the dumper will begin to wonder more and more about the dumpy, and they will reflect on the past. They will have to look at themselves in the mirror and consider every element. Now, depending on the relationship, the breakup and the aftermath will actually dictate if the intrigue grows enough for the dumper to want to make contact with the dumpy. And that is, of course, what the dumpy wants to happen if they would like to try to get their ex back. They need the dumper to reach out to them. So it depends on the relationship, the breakup and the aftermath. So the relationship, depending on how long the relationship was, the longer the relationship was, the more memories, the more life experiences were shared together, the more triggers. All of these things will add to the possibility of going in the dumpy's favour. So although there have been moments where, you know, I've certainly heard and experienced even situations where there has not been a very long connection between dumper and dumpy, and the dumper still reached out. That certainly still happens. But the longer the relationship was, the more chance there is that the dumper will contact the dumpy, because there's more history, there's more memories. So depending on the relationship, now we're moving into depending on the breakup. So the breakup, how was it? How did the dumpy deal with the situation? Why did the breakup take place? You know, what was the actual reason for it? Okay, so the dumper will be considering that. And then the aftermath. How did the dumpy behave in the aftermath? So after the breakup took place, you know, after that initial day, how did the dumpy behave? What did they do? Did they beg and plead for weeks and weeks and months before they implemented my version of a no contact rule? Or was it quite quickly before they implemented it? You know, all of these things will come together, and the dumper will look at all of these things, and it will dictate, when you consider everything included, it will dictate whether the intrigue grows enough for the dumper to then want to make contact with the dumpy. And if that happens, there is every chance the dumpy can grow the connection from that initial reach out from the dumper, and they can rebuild their connection. So if you believe that this podcast has helped you, please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.